Well, we'll be done by then, but. It's gonna be logged out of the one in 15 minutes or whatever.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't cords. I don't remember it always cords back to roof one.
I mean, so you don't ever look back there.
No, I guess not. Is it nice and warm back there?
Oh, yeah, I turned it up. Trying to get the heat out here.
And don't forget to turn it down when we leave, though.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I put all my stuff back there.
Yesterday I went in there, it's like, it was on. It's like, oh, it feels pretty good.
Like, I think I did that for a meeting.
It's been on forever. Fire electric goes so high.
Hi, Sharon. I moved you over to Roy's spot.
Oh.
Just so that way you're with everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
You're Mitch.
I am Danielle.
I sent you an email. I'm Mitch Schreiber.
Hi, nice to meet you. And this is support manager Gary.
Oh, hi, Gary.
Hi,
how are you doing?
Pleasure to meet you.
Yeah.
I was going to make a quick liaison announcement, just introducing myself. Do you want me to fill out a form or?
No.
I think you just do it at the pub.
Well, I was just going to do a brief public comment. I just didn't know if you want a form on it or not.
I would like a form.
Would you?
Okay. I would like a form.
Yeah,
whatever Daniel wants.
Okay.
Is it right up in front of you, up on that wall?
Paper.
Up one more. There you go. And then if you can also sign it.
Okay, thank you.
I printed it out. I didn't know.
Well, we'll give this one to Sharon. So once the resolution is approved, I already fixed the
we
knot.
We can sign it.
Yeah, I already fixed the knot. No knot.
Thank you.
I noticed that, but I figured, well, the lawyer wrote it, so it's like.
I know, but we need it clear.
I don't know.
Sure.
I knew what it meant.
History in the making. But I'm glad that you noted the resolution here, because now we're starting. I like the idea. The 2021, they'll be much easier to locate.
Well, yeah, it's much easier to categorize them and all and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. I like it. Good. Except they can't see. It keeps fogging up.
did Roy break his hand or something? Or?
No.
No, he didn't break his hand.
He's got other major medical issues.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, I'm here.
Hi.
Hi, Ken.
No, no one else.
How are
is
you today?
And
drinks.
Yeah, so we get his mask.
We
have masks.
It's right there, mask.
No, I thought he had one of those.
Yeah, he's going to get his own mask. He's got his own special mask.
I hate when that happens. You already get to the building, too, and you're like, dang it!
Well, especially when you go, like, at the grocery market.
Oh, yeah. And get all
the way to it. Well, Fred Meyers, they have someone stand at the door there, and we'll hand you a mask.
They weren't doing that earlier.
They don't do it on the other side.
Oh, it's only
so,
one side.
It's just the one sign.
The one time that I was on a walk from my house, but I didn't bring a mask, because that's when they don't have a mask available. Yeah, I guess they're serious about it. And one lady we had at the city council meeting on Monday was saying that she was thrown out of Fred Meyer.
That's interesting. So every so often I see somebody walking through there without a mask on, and it's like, whatever, but I don't, at first, when out there first happened, I wasn't wearing a mask, and I felt out of place, you know, wearing a mask. Yeah, so I was just not wearing a mask.
No, I was just
reading
the Elsewhere Salvation Army during the holidays, and there were a lot of people going in without masks. I'd say whatever, you know, a few minutes, face them down. And
how are you?
Oh, I'm okay.
Okay. Staying warm. It's not real warm out, that wind.
It's only been a few days here and there.
Ken is on the line, just so you know, Richard.
Ken is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything about Joe?
Joe should be here at 2.
Okay. He should be here.
He showed up yesterday at 2 at the office. He's like, I'm here. Not today.
It was way early.
Okay, this one doesn't have a clip, so.
Here.
This is my second meeting of the day.
Uh-oh. Fishing boards?
It was R&E board.
Oh, R&E. Okay.
So, you know, you take all these plans and lay out our budget. So we get there today and we're talking about, we set out the budget and allocated all these projects. We've got COVID and a series of fires that burned down 2 state fish hatcheries. So just about everything we had originally planned went.
Oh, really? They need those fish hatcheries redone.
The state applies for a grant for about $2 million
every.
Okay, so we give them that, and they have a whole list of projects that they're going to do. So then you get into this. So now you've got 2 hatcheries that are burned down.
A lot of money.
So all the projects that we had planned, now that money has all been diverted in cleaning up everything.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize what it cost to clean up a burnt down building.
You've
got the asbestos, and you've got to properly dispose of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So all that stuff we had planned, gone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So, you know, you just
always throw the curve somewhere.
Yeah, plus COVID, I mean, the original COVID thing, it dropped our budget by unexpected revenues. Early on, it was like $1 million. That all then, actually, the license sales were higher than they've ever been. Everybody went fishing?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, anyway. Pretty sporty out there today.
Yeah. Keeps it interesting, that's for sure.
I had 1.25 inches in my rain gauge this morning when I dumped it at 7:30, and I've already gone over 1/2 inch.
I know. It's been every now and then.
Talked to a guy who's in Tumalo on the phone this morning, and he's got, he's looking out at his deck with 8 inches of snow on it.
Yeah, I can't, they got blasted pretty good, so
Well, I see that I-5 is, they've got 6-foot drift across I-5 down by Weed, out there in the sky.
Yeah.
Alley there.
And everything coming to the coast was closed.
My sister said there was a big truck blew over on I-5. Usually they stop them there in Sacramento, so, you know, high winds.
They got like 5 inches of snow already. So.
I know, yeah.
They got a search and rescue going on north between Gold Beach and Agnes right now.
Oh, no.
They all day, 2.5 foot of snow. And I guess at 3:30, they're supposed to get a snowmobile out there, but they got a couple of guys that can't find.
Wow.
Four all together, and then they found two.
I hope they weren't taking the bear cap road.
No, they were out hiking or something. They got stuck last night, and the four of them, I guess, were in the vehicle. But then morning came, and I guess a couple of them decided, okay, we're going to, you know, go out for help. And, of course, those are the two that they haven't found yet.
Oh, jeez.
So.
Never leave.
Yeah.
Todd,
I
left my phone over in the office. Will you just call Joe?
Give him the old friendly reminder.
Just to be on the safe side.
I'm pretty sure he's not crabbing today.
No, he's picked by showers. He should be coming.
He's good. I really had it closed, but.
He does great fiberglass work.
He comes just running into the office yesterday. He's like, I'm here. I'm here. Is there, don't we have a meeting today? Oh, no. Joey's like, I was driving 80 miles an hour coming back from the beach.
Well, that's when my attention span is about this long. So I start to get out of my truck to come to the meeting thinking I'm going to get my mask. I had my headlights on, so when I opened the door, it started beeping. So I
meeting
shut
room?
The headlights off, got out, walked truck, got out my mask.
2:00?
So I walked in
it's,
and I looked
at it. It's 1:58. You got lots of time to get here.
Today's not the day.
Hey, the meeting room over here by the sheriff's station, okay? All right.
I don't
want to. That's a good call. I think any longer, you would have just been later.
Oh, my goodness. And I invited them today.
Yeah. I mean, I get it to a point. I often have to be reminded multiple times.
So, Richard, I'm going to ask to add a... I'm not sure if it'd be an action item or information item about our fuel dock project. Probably an information item. And if the board wants to vote on it, then you guys make change your mind. Just an update.
Is it something that we need to vote on?
I don't think so.
If you guys feel like you need to, we can.
We can. I mean, if you want to make it an action item, it don't matter. It's.
Well, why don't we make it an action item, and then if we have to vote on it, we can. If we don't, we.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah, the action would be to move forward.
I guess. It doesn't hurt.
So. Yeah. So it'd be. The topic would be adding fender piles to our existing docks.
Ed Schreiber.
Receiving docks.
What is it? Ed Schreiber. Ed Schreiber, yeah. Nice to meet you.
Travis.
Adding fender piles to our
receiving docks. Okay, so what's a fender pile?
Okay.
It's the pile that's in front of it to let boats tie to it and also protect the existing infrastructure and existing docks.
No marina,
everything.
Outside operation.
So piles
are
here.
Right. They're in front of it where the boats kind of tie up to it. It also
keeps it
from destroying the dock itself.
So as opposed to having piles inside the dock
along the beach there.
Well, they're not
really well. There was one wave that hit really pretty hard. It
was the fender pile.
Probably 10 of those.
What's that?
But the good thing is
that we have fender piles that are gone or missing. They're falling apart and breaking apart.
They
have a bunch of
actually,
missing.
Once they moved a little bit,
okay, so you have existing ones that need replacing.
Well, we can talk about it.
Okay.
All right, we'll call the meeting to order.
Order.
So this is a special commission meeting for January 27th, 2021. Roll call, please.
Sharon?
Here.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Here.
And Joe is absent, and Lori is absent. Joe should be coming in. Joe's tardy, is what I should say. Sorry.
Okay. Well, for the record, we have a quorum, so we'll proceed.
Okay.
Okay. Are there modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda? Having just spoken with Jerry, we're going to pass action item B, a field dock item, fender pile. Are there any other modifications, additions, or changes to the agenda?
No.
Okay. Are there any declaration of potential conflicts of interest? Sharon?
No.
Ken?
No.
And I have none. With that, we'll move on to the approval of the agenda. Can I get a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as written and amended on the action item.
Okay, second?
I'll second it.
A motion in the, to approve the agenda as amended. All, or roll call.
Sharon?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. Okay, that brings us to public comment. We have a public comment forum from Ed Schreiber. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. Hi, I'm Ed Schreiber. I live on 3rd Street in Brookings. I was recently elected city councilor of the city of Brookings. Mm-hmm. And on our meeting on Monday, I volunteered to and was approved to be the new liaison between the city of Brookings and the Port of Brookings Harbor. Just wanted to introduce myself today and say I'll leave my card. Tell if there's anything, I'm ready, willing, and authorized to deal with any concerns or questions that the port has for the city. I would be, you know, maybe your first contact. So I'm happy to do that. You'll probably see me coming and attending future meetings just so I can keep the city up to date on what the port is doing. My campaign was to promote regional cooperation. I would really like to see more involvement, or at least good relationship between the port and the city. So I appreciate your time. Since I didn't take up all 3 minutes, I wanted to say thank you. As part of the Republican that rented one of the spaces from a grant down here, and appreciate the port allowing people from our group, although I wasn't in charge of it, to meet this fall over in the parking lot. I don't know what y'all had to do with that, whether you had to approve it or it just happened. But it was great for people there, so I appreciate that.
Thank you, and we're glad to have you. And I think we would echo your interest in having collaborative efforts here regionally.
Yeah.
We don't view the port as a standalone.
Right.
We're proud to be considered part of the community and as an asset to the larger community.
Yeah. Making the city thrive, a lot of stuff goes on at the port that helps the city, and we just want to make sure that's continuing to happen.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Come on.
Welcome, Joe.
Hey, Richard. Hey,
Joe has entered the beat.
Okay.
So we'll move now to the action items, starting with action item A, resolution number 2021-01, signatures on PLA.
It's property line adjustment.
Okay. Sure.
I got all these acronyms down pat now. Can you hear me? All right. So this new resolution is, well, I guess back up a little bit. The board actually approved this Rigetti's property line adjustment back in October. And then later on, the board approved our board president, Roy Davis, to sign all documents regarding this PLA. And Roy is having issues, medical issues, that he's unable to sign documents. And we need another board member to sign documents to get this deed recorded with the county and moving forward with the PLA. So this resolution will allow Richard Heap to sign any more documents that we need. As far as I know, it's just one more document that we need signed, I think. Is that correct, Martha?
We have two deeds that need to be signed to finish the lot line adjustment. But that should be okay. It.
And we should have maybe today, no later than tomorrow, have that ready to be signed?
Yeah, I had received an email from the Rigetti's attorney this morning. I intended to get back to him, and then we had our on and off power failures. So I just sent him a form, and hopefully we can start up that conversation. And we've already agreed to how we're going to do it. So my drafts are ready to go. I'm just waiting for him to kind of say, yeah, that looks good. You know, so we're all on the same page. So hopefully this afternoon, if not at the latest tomorrow morning, those will be ready for signature.
So once we get those signed, we can take them to the county and proceed with the recording and stuff?
Yes.
Is that?
Okay. Yes. Cool. Each party will have to submit the first deed, and then we'll have instruction that the next deed is to be reported, you know, a day later. And that just has to do with making sure that the property descriptions all get lined up properly in the proper sequence. But yeah, it can be wrapped up in the next couple of days here.
So is that, if I'm understanding that, is that two separate recordings we got to do? Or is that, because I'm wondering if I need to get another check made, because it seems like each
property line adjustment. You could, well, it will be the cost. I mean, you could do it with, I don't know if you'll need more than one check or not, actually. Because I'm not sure exactly when Rigetti will have their paperwork together. They might decide that once they have the form that they'll just give us the paperwork to file so that it's all done at the same time and in the correct order. So I'll have to work those details out.
Okay. Well, I got a check ready to go. They won't take credit cards, so I got to have cash or check at the county. I got one check, one filing that I understand. So, obviously, we don't have multiple filings. I'm trying to speed this up because they're still trying to close this by the end of the month.
So the crucial one for the port in order to comply is just the first deed, which conveys that sort of sliver of land to Rigetti. The next deed we're going to file just clarifies the new description for the port's parcel. So that's not crucial to, that second deed isn't crucial to Rigetti closing their sale.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So we're taking an action here then to just adjust the signature on this one deed issue, correct?
Yes, and any other deeds that you need to sign.
Okay.
Yeah, so, right.
So I might, well, let's deal with this first. Okay, so would someone like to make a motion to, on this item?
I make a motion to approve the draft resolution number 2021-01, authorizing signatures on property line adjustment deeds.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Joe and a second by Sharon. Any further discussion? Hearing none.
No.
Danielle?
Sharon?
Yes.
Joe?
Yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Richard?
Yes. So in the future, I might suggest if we have an issue like this where we have a signature required, that maybe when we're taking the action, we have an alternate identified so that if the principal can't make it, the alternate's already designated so that we could just make that happen for you.
Makes sense.
Okay, so that brings us then to, we amended the agenda, Joe, and we included a second action item, which is on the fuel dock as it relates to tender piles being added. Gary, do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, so the first thing I want to update is we had a meeting with the contractor last week, and we felt it'd be a good idea to extend the in-water work period at least 2 more weeks, just in case there's weather issues or any construction issues. So Jack already applied and got approval for extending 2 more weeks. So we're good until the 14 days after 15, so 29, February 29th.
March 1st.
Okay. So anyways, that's the first update on that. Then the other thing is the project calls for removing some steel piles on our transient dock. And those steel piles we want to use to replace missing and broken fender piles on Hallmark's dock and also on the ice house. The ice house has fender piles that have broken off, and we thought it'd be a good idea. We got the perfect opportunity. We have the crane. Jack thinks that, well, he highly recommends that we do this at this time because we want to save money on mobilization and all that kind of stuff. So he feels that we can do this within our permit. So there might be. If there is additional cost, and we'll come back forward to make a change order, whatever it is. So that's what we're planning on doing.
Well, it certainly makes sense to me to do that. As long as we're in that, like I said, the mobilization over to say that I'm pushing the program to make that bag about 4 times.
Yep. Yep, that's about right.
Well, why don't we go ahead and do a motion?
How many pilots are replacing?
Well, on the transit dock, there's 4 steel piling. Almost all of them were wood, but there was 4 steel piling in there. So we only have 4 extra ones. So Hallmark did come to us, and they had one that broke out and floated away. And then there's another one there that's shattered right in the middle of it. I mean, it's just splinters holding it together. So we want to get one on each side of that, so they have something better to tie up to. The north end of their dock is a little bit better shape because they don't tie to that as much. So take care of that. And then the ice house was the same thing. Those big boats were tied to it, and the wood ones broke. There's 2 that broke in there. So they only have, I think there's 3 total pilings right now for them to tie to. And a lot of those boats, sometimes with the amount of surge that's in there, they need to be able to tie to a little bit more and have, you know, we just don't want anything going underneath that dock and hitting it. So that'll be a good thing to add. But we only have 4 extra pilings, so we're
not buying none?
No, we're not buying them. They're ones what we have here. And then the other thing that it's probably we should mention that we're not doing the work at the south gangway on the transit dock. We were going to drive the H piles there and attach it, make with a new connection. Because underneath, when the gangway goes to low tide, it's hitting the bank underneath. So when it's super low, the gangway is just hanging above the dock. It can't go all the way down. After looking at that, all the electrical from the transit dock comes down there. The H pile has to go right where the conduit is. Our intention was that it was going to be quick and easy, that now it's going to be much more in depth. So we're going to send our guys underneath there. We're going to clean out what's underneath there. Leave the attachment the way it is, fix a little bit of electrical in-house, and leave that entire corner alone until we can incorporate the bank, the whole bank project, because it's not going to be as easy as we had first anticipated. So due to funds, we're just eliminating it from the project, which will hopefully is going to be in our favor. We'll maybe not have to spend so much money. You know, it's part of our negotiation with these other 4 piles. You know, it all comes into play. We're not exactly sure, but we are eliminating that part of it for now.
Okay. So the motion would want me to just take the extra 4 piles and move that move into Hallmarks, correct?
Well,
how would you like to make that motion?
Hallmark and Ice House.
Huh?
Yeah, just two piles at Hallmark and two piles at Ice House.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, there are no informational items. Comments?
Done.
And do you have any comments to make?
Go ahead again.
Do you have any commissioner comments to make?
No.
Okay, I have none. So our next regular meeting will be February 16th, 2021 at 6 p.m. We will adjourn.
Thank you.